Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We are so grateful. We're so grateful that you have decided to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. On this thankful, thankful Thursday. Amen. We pray that you had a beautiful day in the Lord. Amen. Took time out to give him thanks, to give him praise for all that he is doing. And we just want to thank God for you. Thank God for each and every one of you again for just taking the time out to come and be with us. Amen. And I tell you, we are grateful. We are grateful that you have decided to come and be with us. Amen. We are very, very grateful because we realize that there's so much more that you could be doing. Amen. But you actually took the time out to come and be with us. And so for that, we give God thanks. For that, we give him praise. Amen. We bless God for each and every one of you. Amen. Thank God for all of our listeners. Amen. That are here in the continental U.S. We thank God for all of our listeners that are abroad in other countries. Amen. On other continents. We thank God for you. We bless God for you. Amen. Just want to, amen, just call out and shout out to a couple of the countries that are with us. Amen. Certainly, 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 amen. We realize that there are so many, but we just want to, amen, just let you know that we know that you are listening. Amen. And for those that are listening in the UK, we thank God for you on tonight. Those that are listening in Guatemala, amen. Those in Guyana, Brazil, we thank God for you on tonight. Bermuda, we thank God for you. Amen. You're picking us up over the airways. We thank God for you. Those that are listening in France and Ireland and Italy, amen. We thank God for you. Amen. And for Mexico and the Netherlands and for New Zealand and Spain and the Ukraine. Amen. And the list goes on and on and on. But each night we just want to take time out to call out a couple of our international listeners and just to let you know that we know that you're listening and to give you thanks. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming to listen in on the Prayer News Network. Amen. You're picking us up over the airways, and we do give God thanks and praise, every one of you. Amen. Again, as we say, we realize there's so much more, so many other things that you could be doing, but you decided to come and spend just a little time with us. So we thank God for you on tonight, and we just bless God for you. Amen. Again, for our continental U.S., those that are listening here in the States, we thank God for you because we realize that several states are being represented in the listening audience. Amen. So we don't know all of the states, amen, but we know there's a large portion, amen, and covering a lot of states. So we thank God for you. We bless God for you. Thank you for, amen, finding favor, amen, and finding essence, amen, in what the Lord is giving to his people here on the Prayer News Network. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Whereas we say we're not a church, amen, but we are certainly an outreach ministry. And our mission is to help win the lost at any cost, amen, even across the airways. And we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming to be with us. We bless God for you. Amen, Jesus. We pray, amen, that you get what you need from the Lord. Amen. We pray that you're coming to this line is not in vain, glory to God, but that you get all that you need from the Lord. Amen. We pray that you've come with a listening ear, amen, with a listening heart, glory to God, to be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto you. Amen. Glory to God. So you can't look across the pew. Amen. When the word is coming, amen, you can't look across the pew. You can't look up in the choir stand. You can't look at the praise team, the drummer. Amen. Uh-uh. You can't look at any of those. Amen. Because that looking glass rests, amen, right in front of us. Amen. And all we can do is look at ourselves. Amen. And I just believe that that's the way the Lord has planned it for a time such as this. Amen. People of God, we are certainly in a critical time. Amen. We are in critical, critical times, and we all know, amen, because we're all in it, because it's going on all over the world. Amen. And people of God, listen, now is the time, amen, for us as people of God to get it right. Amen. The call is going out all over the land. Glory be to God. Amen. To the unsaved, amen, to the saved. Glory be to God. Now it's time to get it right. Amen. Get it right with the Lord. Amen. Not according to what we think or feel, but according to what the Bible says. Amen. God has already given us his word, glory to God, to live by. And it's written in the volume of the book. Amen. So if ever, amen, we have any doubts or if ever we have any questions, amen, about this life, amen, about anything that the Lord, amen, is requiring of us, amen, glory to God. We can find it in the 66 books, amen, glory be to God. And here we are on the Prayer News Network Global, amen, Jesus. We can't get it all out in a day. We can't get it all out, amen, even in a year, glory be to God. But we thank God that we are here every night.
every night we're here, amen, giving bits and pieces of information, amen, so that we can examine ourselves, so that we can examine our lives to see where we stand. People of God, it's a critical, critical time, amen, Jesus, and it's time to get right with the Lord, amen. Glory be to God. So here we are, amen, declaring the gospel, amen, declaring, amen, the word of the Lord unto us. People of God, let it not fall on deaf ears, amen. Don't let this word fall. Glory to God. Don't even try to pass it off to anybody else, amen, but examine yourself, amen, to see where you stand. Glory to God, while we still have chance, amen. We still have an opportunity, people of God, and just as sure as we have come to this line, amen, at this time, glory be to God, there is a word from the Lord, amen. So we embrace the word, amen, because it's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, amen. And that's what this line is for, amen, that we can find ourselves, see our fault, find our shortcoming, amen, and yield unto the Lord, amen. Yield unto him, glory to God. Here I am. Here I am, Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Let this word fall on us. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus, so that we can find ourselves in a humble position before the Lord. Amen. So we bless the Lord again for you. Amen. We pray that you get your pen and your pencils. Glory to God. Get ready for the word. Amen, Jesus. Get ready to hear what the Lord has to say unto us. Glory to God. The Lord is talking. Amen. But do we hear? Glory be to God. The Lord is talking, but do we hear? Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. To the people of God all over the world, we thank God for you. Amen. For tuning in. Glory be to God. Let this word, amen, search you. Let this word search us, people of God. Let it search us. Glory be to God, to take out every wayward way and everything that's not like God, amen, because glory to God, glory be to God, the Lord desires, amen, to call a people unto himself, glory to God, and I don't know about you, glory to God, but I want to be one of them, amen, glory be to God. So people of God, we thank God for you again, amen, thank you for your listening ear. Thank you already in advance for your repentant heart. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus, that we might be saved. That we might be saved, people of God. That's what it's all about. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to let you know that this is a recorded line. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. It is recorded. This broadcast is recorded. And you can get a copy of the broadcast. Glory be to God. That's the beautiful thing, amen, about this broadcast. You can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God so that you can listen to it as much as you want. Amen. And people of God, you can send it. Amen. We just ask that you send it to as many people as you can. Amen. Glory to God, because the Lord is talking, and we're just trying to advance the vision. We're trying to get this gospel out to the world. Amen. Glory be to God. It was the will of God that none perish. Amen. That all come to repentance. Amen. Because people of God, hell was not made for us. Glory to God. We're created in the image and likeness of God. Amen. But hell was made for Satan. Amen. And the fallen angels. Amen. It wasn't originally made for us. But because men's heart was darkened, amen, because they wouldn't repent, amen, because God is holy. He's a holy God, and he's requiring a holy people. He's a righteous God looking for a righteous people. Glory to God. But when men, amen, will not repent, glory be to God, amen, and they remain in darkness, glory to God, it is there in hell that they lift up their eyes, amen, Jesus, because none but the pure in heart, as the scripture declares, amen, shall see God. So we thank God for you on tonight. Again, we're overly grateful. We want to ask you, amen, as you're coming in, go ahead and send out a text message to a couple of people so that they can come in and join us as well. Glory be to God. Send out that text message, amen, to a couple of people, amen, Jesus. And listen, people of God, we know that churches are beginning to close again because of the pandemic, amen. But people of God, listen, if you hear of anyone, amen, anyone, anywhere, amen, Jesus, just let them know, amen, that the PNN is here. Amen. Let them know that there's a word from the Lord, amen, and the voice of the Lord through his people, amen, is yet going forth. Let them know, amen, let them know. It doesn't matter where they are, amen. That's the beauty of this broadcast. It can go anywhere. Glory be to God, amen. As many as will hear, glory to God, the voice of the Lord through his messengers, amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight again for this line. Thank him, for he is the author and the finisher, amen, of this very work, people of God. And here we are, amen, just carrying out orders, amen. Glory be to God. We're trying to carry forth this gospel, amen, that, again, that the world would be saved and that none would be lost. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ, amen. I want to thank him for the saving of souls. I thank him for saving me, sanctifying me, filling me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. And then, people of God, not just stopping there, amen, but I thank him for the fire, amen, the fire, the fire, the fire, amen, that fuels, amen, my desire, and he fuels, will fuel your desire, amen, Jesus, that we can't be stagnant, amen. Anything that, hey, listen, have you ever seen anybody sit on fire? Glory be to God. I have not, amen. Fire moves you, amen, Jesus. Fire purges us. It cleanses us, amen. It keeps us moving, amen, Jesus, because, people of God, we're doing it for the kingdom. It's for kingdom's sake, amen. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. Amen. I just want to thank him on tonight for, amen, my leaders. Glory be to God. Amen. For our celestial intercessor. Glory be to God. Going on. Amen. To be with the Lord. That's the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking him for our senior apostle, Samuel Huggins James, on tonight. Thanking him tonight for, glory to God, our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr., amen. Thanking God, amen, for them, glory to God, because as we know, people of God, we just want to let you know that you're covered, amen. Jesus, glory to God, we're not renegades, we're not out here just doing something uncovered, amen, but we have the covering, the divine covering, amen, that the Lord has set in the earth. So we thank God, amen, because the anointing flows down, people of God. Glory be to God. It doesn't flow up. Amen. So we thank the Lord, amen, for his divine order, for his divine ordination upon this line. Amen. And the Lord is certainly making himself known, glory to God, that he has established this work in the earth. Amen. As you are continuing to come in, we just want to thank God for you, each and every one of you. We thank God for you. We want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Prayer News Network. Welcome, people of God. Amen. God bless you for wherever you are listening in from. Amen, Jesus, whether you are listening by radio, amen, or by Facebook, glory to God, or whether you are dialing in, amen, to the broadcast. We just want to thank God for you. Amen. We thank God tonight for all of our advisors, each and every one of them. We thank God for these men and women of God from several different ministries, but the Lord has unified us for a work in particular. Amen. He has unified us, people of God. Amen. That this work would go forward. Amen. That the men and women of God that he has elected, amen, called to this work, set their hands to this work. Amen. That we would come in one heart and in one spirit. Amen. That the will of the Lord might be done. Amen. And it is being done on this line. So we thank God for each and every one of them. We thank God tonight for each and every one of you, amen, on tonight that have come to this line and that are consistently coming to this line, amen. And for those of you that are sending out the messages, for those of you that are telling others, helping us to spread the word, we thank God for you on tonight, and we bless God for each and every one of you. Again, for our listeners, as you're continuing to come in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and, amen, tell somebody else about the network. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, go ahead and text them. Amen. Because I know you probably got it programmed into your phone. Amen, Jesus. But go, listen, go out there to one of those group texts. Glory to God. And tell them to come and join me on PNN. And then let me, I'm going to give you the number. You don't even have to look it up. And the number is 339 239-206-8-9-1. And again, that's 339-209-6891. And we just want to thank God for all, again, for all of our new listeners. Amen. We have new listeners coming to the live every night. We just want to thank you for joining us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we want to go ahead and, as we always do, we want to sanctify the line, sanctify our hearts. Amen. Glory to God, because, amen, Psalm 66 and 18, my Lord. Glory, we want to say what the word says. Amen. Glory be to God. A lot of people try to argue this word. Amen. But you cannot argue this word. Psalm 66 and 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Now, that's what the word says. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And people of God, we want the Lord to hear us. Amen. We want the Lord to hear us, and we want to hear him. Amen. We don't want iniquity to stand between us and him. Glory be to God. So we always take time to sanctify the line. Glory be to God, because we want the line to be clear. Amen. We want to hear God, and we want him to hear us. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. We would that you prepare your hearts now as we go before the Lord and say a word of prayer. Amen. On tonight, and tonight we will, amen, be rebroadcasting, amen, one of our previously aired broadcasts. Amen. I don't know about you, people of God, but I've been enjoying these rebroadcasts. They have really blessed my soul. Amen. The word is the word. Glory be to God. And I tell you, glory to God, as you listen to the word, amen, it makes you look upon yourself. Amen. Look upon yourself. And as we already stated, amen, look at yourself and see where you stand. Glory be to God. The Lord is trying to get us ready, amen, for a time such as this. So tonight, people of God, we want you to just bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory to God. Amen. As we say a word of prayer on tonight, glory be to God, before our speaker on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
The recording has started.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and magnify the Lord with me on tonight. Glory to God. Let us exalt his name together. Glory to God. For the Lord is good. Amen. The Lord is great, and he's worthy to be praised. Glory to God. So let's begin to magnify him on tonight. Let's begin to bless his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's come on, people of God. Let's begin to bless his holy name on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Glory to God. And we just thank him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many thank him tonight? How many thank him tonight? Glory to God. How many got a praise? Glory be to God unto him tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and release a praise unto him. Come on and release a praise unto him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We bless you on tonight. Father, we bless you. We bless your precious name on tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless you for being a forgiving God. We bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless you for who you are. We bless you on tonight for being our strength. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God, for being our peace. We bless you on tonight for being our high tower. We bless you on tonight for being our shield and for being our buckler. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless you for loving us, oh God, when we didn't love ourselves. But Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for when we were yet polluted in our blood. Father, you look upon us and you said to live. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for life and that more abundantly. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you on tonight, Father, for there's none like you. And we'll glorify your name on tonight. We glorify you on tonight. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Glory We glorify you on tonight. Glory to God, for you are our Alpha. You are Omega, Father. You are the beginning and the end. And we bless your precious name on tonight. We bless you on tonight, glory to God, for looking upon us, your people. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God, for loving us yet again. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God, for your eye is upon us, your people. We bless you on tonight, Father, for what concerns us concerns you. And we're thanking you for it on tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless you tonight, Father. We're coming with uplifted hands on tonight. We're coming with uplifted hearts on tonight. We're coming yielded unto you in the precious name of Jesus. We're coming unto you, Father, because we need you. Father, we're coming because we need you more. We're coming unto you. Glory be to God. We're coming unto you on tonight. We're coming, glory to God, for you, oh God, for you are our life. You're our salvation, and we're thanking you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God, for the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And we're thanking you tonight. Glory to God, for we are your pastor, and we're coming unto thee crying, Abba, Father. We're coming unto thee, hey God. We're crying, Abba, Father, unto thee. Glory be to God. We're coming, oh God. We're coming yielded unto you. We're coming, oh God. We're coming unto you, hey God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're coming unto you, Father, because we need you. We're coming unto thee. Glory be to God. And we're asking you to look upon us now. Look upon this line. Look upon this people on tonight. In the precious Ayabosha, hey God, by your precious name, look upon us tonight. For you see the desires. Glory be to God. You see, glory be to God, every situation, every circumstance. Father, we're coming on tonight. Glory to God, and we're asking you tonight to move for your people. Move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. But we know, glory to God, that your eyes go through and throughout the earth, oh God. Oh God, the holy, the good, and the evil of men. But Father, we're taking you on tonight. We're taking you for your eyes, Jehovah Nisi. Father, we thank you on tonight for you cover your people in the name of Jesus, in thy precious name, by thy precious name. Glory be to God. Father, we're asking you to look upon us tonight. Look upon us, oh God, all over the world. Look upon us tonight, Father, in thy precious name, oh God. We're asking you tonight to forgive us of sin. Forgive us, glory to God, of every iniquity. Father, forgive us all tonight. And pardon, oh God. Pardon our evil, say God. Pardon us all tonight. Glory be to God. We're asking you to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh God, oh God, cleanse us and purge us. And by thy name, Jesus, sanctify us tonight. Sanctify us tonight. Glory be to you, Lord Messiah. Father, sanctify us tonight. Sanctify us by thy truth. And glory be to your name. Sanctify us tonight. Oh, glory most, hey God, from the inside. Father, sanctify us tonight. Father, call them on our table. Oh, God, cause us, oh God, to be a people pleasing unto you. In the precious name, Jesus, cause us to be a people. Oh, God, a righteous people. By thy name, Jesus. Father, we pray on tonight. Glory be to you, most, in the precious name, Master. Look on this line. Look upon this airwaves. Glory to God. As far as our voice would go, Father, we're asking you to look upon us in thy precious name. Look upon us tonight. Father, see every need, every desire of your people. Glory be to God. For you are the God that answered by fire. Father, we're asking you tonight. Father, we're asking you to heal. Oh, God, cause your healing virtue to go throughout the land. Heal, Father. Heal from illnesses or the most. Ramataya, in that precious name tonight. Father, do it tonight. Oh, God, all over the land, in the north, the south, the east, and the west, glory be Amose, God. Move by your spirit. Move by your precious anointing. Father, do it for your people tonight. Do it in a mighty way. Do it in a mighty way. Amose. Hey, glory, I'm, oh God. Father, do it tonight in that precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking that you will save on tonight. Save to the utmost. Save your people. Glory, save your people from their sin. Oh, God, we're crying unto thee, Father. But we know that when the righteous cry, Father, you answer. And we thank you tonight. We're thanking you for answering on tonight. Thank you for moving on tonight. In our precious name, Jesus, thank you for saving on tonight. Thank you for filling with your precious Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you on tonight. We bless your name. Father, we bless your name on tonight. We say, Father, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for moving on tonight. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, we thank you today, God, hallelujah. We thank you right now, for you are our Jehovah Jireh. Father, we thank you for meeting every need, every desire of your people. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for moving in blessings. Thank you for moving, oh, glory to God, in miracles on tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, oh, glamour. Father, we thank you tonight. We bind the hand of lack, oh, God, and we decree plenty on tonight. Plenty for your people. Cause us, oh, God, to get in position. Cause us to get in position for your divine blessings. Call us, oh, let them all say. Cause us, oh, God, to get in position. Father, let us not miss you in any way. Let us not miss you in any way. In any way, glory to God. Let us not miss you, oh, Jesus. But cause us, oh, God, to humbly hear you. Cause us, oh, God, that spirit of obedience to rest upon us. Ah, yeah, God, in that precious name. By that precious name, Father, we're asking you to do it on tonight. Father, we're praying for our government on tonight. We're praying tonight. Oh, Father, we're praying tonight. Touch the minds of your people. Touch the minds of your leaders on tonight. Father, my most say, God, in that precious name, Jesus. Oh, God, cause the righteous that are among them, cause them to hear. Father, in that precious name, cause your voice to be exalted, even in government. Cause your voice to be exalted, oh God, for you are yet in control, and the government is upon your shoulder. Father, we're crying out tonight. We're crying out tonight. Oh God, bring down every wickedness. Oh, glory to God. Everything, oh God, that exalts itself against your will. Everything that exalts itself against your way. In that precious name, Jesus. Father, we're praying on tonight. We're praying on tonight. Just one touch from you. Just one touch from you. Father, the Abbasiah. Father, it's Sunday. Oh, glory to God. Just one touch from you. Oh, God, to turn every situation around. And, Father, we're asking you tonight to touch the situation of your people. Touch, touch the situations. Oh, God, oh, God, touch the situations. Glory to God of your people tonight. Father, move by your spirit. Breathe upon us, your people, in thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you tonight for what concerns us concerns you. And we glorify you, oh God. We glorify you, we glorify you on tonight. We thank you for your saving grace. We thank you for your keeping power. Father, we bless you on tonight. We thank you for turning around adversations. Thank you for vindication. Thank you for your righteousness exalting a nation. We thank you on tonight for moving for your people. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for letting your glory rest upon your people. Father, we thank you tonight. Ah, yeah. Woo, God, all over the world, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, thank you for your indwelling. Thank you for your precious Holy Ghost. Move upon your people now. Fill with your precious Holy Ghost. Fill, glory to God. Let there be another Pentecost, glory to God, even upon your people tonight. Cause there to be an outpouring, a refreshing for your people. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do give you honor. We do give you glory. Oh, God, for your matchless name. for your matchless power, for there is truly none like you. God, there's none like you. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, glorify yourself. Glorify yourself in the midst of your people. Father, strengthen your people now. Father, strengthen, breathe upon this line. Breathe upon the hearers, oh God. Hey, God, breathe on tonight, oh God, a fresh breath, oh God, in the midst of turmoil. Oh God, God, yeah, say God, breathe upon your people. Glory to God. Give them strength on tonight. Strength to hold on. Strength to go forth. Strength to trust you. Strength to continue to love you. Father, we bless your name on tonight. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. Father, we're thanking you for your anointing on tonight. Father, we're thanking you for your speaker on tonight. Father, we bless. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, your word, your word, your anointing. Glory to God that breaks every yoke, that destroys every chain. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for quick, oh God, causing us to be quickened in our faith. Hey, causing us to be quickened in our spirit. We thank you tonight, Father, for only you can do it. And we bless you tonight. We bless you for your hearers all over the land. Father, we thank you. We glorify you now. Glory to God for what you shall say unto your people. We thank you tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you in advance. We thank you tonight for your blessing. We thank you, glory to God, for the miracles, oh God, that rest upon this land, that fell, oh God, unto your people. We thank you tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you would cover us and shield us tonight. Cover us and shield us, oh, glory to God. Bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the hand of the enemy. Glory be to God. Right now, we bind the hand of the enemy as sons of God. We bind this very works even now. Glory to God. And we thank you, Father, for breaking the stride of the wicked. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for being exalted among your people, for being exalted in the earth. Father, we bless you now. We thank you. Glory to God, we're asking you to hide us behind your precious cross. We're asking you tonight to cover us in your shed blood, cover us in your anointing, oh God. And for this, we give you thanks, and for this, we give you praise. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We honor and we glorify you for all these things. Have your way now. Cause your word to have free course among us. Glory to God, cause your word to rest among your people, in the hearts of your people, in the spirit of your people. Father, we bless you. We thank you. Hey, hiya. Glory to God, and we count it all done by thy precious name, Jesus. By thy precious name, Jesus. Every heart on tonight, glory to God, say amen, 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 somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, and bless the Lord on tonight. Come on, somebody. Glory to God and bless the Lord on the night. There's the song that help me lift Jesus. Glory to God. Help me lift him on tonight. Glory to God. For the Lord is great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we give him thanks on the night. We give him praise on tonight, people of God. Amen, Jesus. And we're so grateful again for this word. We're so grateful. Amen. For the Lord. Glory to God for what he's doing on this line. Mm-hmm. For what he's making available unto his people. Amen. Glory to God. And listen, we are following his lead. Amen. So we thank God for you. Again, we want to welcome, amen, all of our listeners, those that are yet just coming in. We thank God for you. Amen. Because you have come at the right time. Amen. God bless you on tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. And tonight, people of God, we are so grateful. We're so grateful, amen, Jesus. As we said, we've been here now for 506 days. 506 days, people of God, we have been here. We have been right here for the people of God, amen. Or should we say the Lord has been right here, amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we are broadcasting on, rebroadcasting on tonight, amen, Jesus, as I forestated. Amen, Jesus, I don't know about you, but I have been so blessed, amen, by the word, amen, that have come around again. Amen, Jesus, because yet, people of God, the Lord is yet talking. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we'll be rebroadcasting. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. And tonight, we are so grateful. We're so grateful, amen, to have, again, one of our own, amen, one of our PNN advisors. Glory be to God, a man of God, amen, as we always say. All of our advisors, amen, they are no strangers. They are no strangers to you. Amen. They are no strangers to the line. Amen. No strangers in the kingdom. Glory be to God. But God's chosen people, amen, that he speaks to, amen, and speaks through. And tonight we're so grateful, amen, for this man of God, amen, being with us. He is, as we've said, amen, one of our PNN advisors. Glory to God, coming to us. Amen, from Athens, Georgia. Amen, Jesus. We had his brother, amen, Pastor Holmes with us on tonight, on last night, amen. And tonight, people of God, amen, we have the advisor, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, coming to us from True Holiness Temple Church of God. Amen, Jesus, people of God, you already know him. Amen, Jesus, he's the voice of the Lord on tonight. Amen, the minister, the evangelist. Amen. Emmanuel Hogs.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord to everyone out there. Amen. I'm just sounding my voice. Amen. To Evangelist Bradley, to Advocate Easter. Amen. To amen, our leader. Amen. To my leader. Amen. My pastor, my bishop. Amen. We just give God all the praise, all the glory. We thank God for another day's journey that the Lord, he has kept us. And we thank God for bringing us, amen, to this point so far and thus far. Amen. We could not have done it without the Lord. Amen. We praise God for the prayer. Amen. We know that prayer changes things. Amen. I'm just grateful just to be able to come before you, amen, once again. Amen. In your hearing. Amen. Through, amen, telephone. But one thing about it, with the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I thank God because the Spirit of the Lord, he abides even through this prayer. And I praise God for, we thank God for each one of you. Thank God for Evangelist Bradley for stating and the work that God has assigned to her hand. And it truly is a great work. It is a great responsibility. But thank God she's consistent and she's determined, amen, to fulfill the will of God. We praise God for that. Amen. It has been a blessing and it yet continues to be a blessing to so many people all around the world. We just appreciate, amen, what the Lord is doing, amen, in this hour. And like she foreseeded, we're not going to prolong the time tonight. Amen. We're going to be, amen, obedient to the Spirit of God. And we're going to do what we have to do and move on out the way. Amen. But we praise God for this opportunity, amen, just to speak a word in behalf of, amen, our Master, amen, the Lord. Amen. We thank God for finding favor, amen, to choose us, amen, to claim, amen, the word of the Lord, amen, in this hour. So, amen, let us, amen, humble our hearts, amen, for a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we give every good and perfect gift. We will be thanking right now. We praise you. We glorify you. Oh, God, we ask right now that you let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Oh, God, we will praise you. We will glorify you. Oh, God, we pray that you will see your words and your anointing. Oh, God, anoint these lips to pray that we may speak what you put in our mouth. Oh, God, give the people what they need. Oh, God, even as you always do. Father God, your word will not return unto its door, but it will come back for what you have said. Father God, let your will be fulfilled tonight. Let your word find, oh, God, reach its destination. Let it, oh, God, land into the hearts of somebody that it may bring forth and yield repentance and salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you, we love you, we thank you. We glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. We praise God once again for the opportunity, and we bring you greetings from True Holiness Temple Church of God. Amen. This fourth day out of Athens, Georgia, under the leadership, amen, Pastor, amen, of Elder Mark Holmes. Amen. So we praise God, amen, for him. Amen. And we're going to go to the Word of God. Amen. We ask you, will, amen. Amen. Get your Bibles, get your pen and paper. Amen. But we're going to go to the book of Jeremiah. Amen. We want to go to the book of Jeremiah. Amen. About the 8th chapter. Amen. We want to get into it with the 20th verse. Once again, that's the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. Amen. And we want to look at just a couple of verses. Amen. The 20th verse. Amen. The Lord shall say the same. Amen. And the word of God reads from Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, and verse 20. The word of God reads, the harvest is past. The summer is ended, and we are not saved. Amen. I want to read that verse again. Amen. We're reading from Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. Amen. We're reading from verse 20. And the word of God reads, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Amen. We praise God for the reading of his word. Amen. We know God's word is always blessed. Amen. For a few minutes, amen, I want to, amen, talk to you out of God's word from this one passage, amen, amen, of scripture, this one verse out of this passage of scripture. Amen. The 20th verse, and the Lord began to drop this, amen, thought in my heart even on yesterday as I was just sitting and thinking on the goodness of the Lord. The Lord began to just drop this verse of scripture in my heart. Amen. Speaking of the times that we're living in. Amen. And how that time is so fastly passing us by. Amen. But the word of God began to say, the harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. Amen. So much time has gone by. Amen. So much time has caught us with our work undone. Amen. I'm reminded when the new year came in, many people had made new year resolutions and saying, when new year come in, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm going to lose weight. Amen. I'm going to go on a diet. Amen. I'm going to start exercising. Amen. I'm going to clean my house up. I'm going to do a thorough cleaning of my house. I'm going to paint my house. Amen. So many things that they said that they were going to do when the new year came in. But here it is. Amen. We're beyond, amen, half of the year. We're past half of the year being over with. Amen. We only got a few more months left in this year. Amen. But time has crept upon us. We got, amen, hardly anything accomplished. All the New Year resolutions, amen, that some said they were going to do, they found themselves that, amen, time has became a thief in the night. And time has crept up on them that, amen, they got nothing done. Amen. Well, there is the Lord, amen. Amen. All the time has gone by. Amen. People said, I'm going to give my life to the Lord. Amen. When I get a certain age, I'm going to seek the Lord to be saved. Now that you're that age that you said, amen, still have not sought the Lord. Still have not come to the place of repentance in the heart. Amen. The word of God is right, and it says, the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. My God, what a time, what a sad time that is. Realizing you look back yourself and see, amen, I have wasted so much time. So much wasted time has gotten by, and you have not taken advantage of this time to seek the Lord. Amen. And even, amen, to fulfill things, amen, in life, in the natural, amen, because time has become, like, procrastination has become, amen, a thief of time. But I pray, Father, amen, for God, he has given us enough time, amen, to get it right. God has given us an ample time, amen, to get to set our house in order and to get our business fixed with the Lord. But so many people have not taken advantage of this time, the mercy that God has given us, amen, to clean up, amen, and to set our house in order. Amen. Even through this pandemic time, amen, people, amen, the pandemic came, people's hearts begin to get fearful. People begin to, amen, amen, want to run after the Lord, want to seek the Lord. But now that, amen, a couple months has gotten by now, a couple months has gone by, and people now, instead of seeking the Lord, many people are ready to get back to their normal life. They're ready to get back to, amen, doing the things that they did before the pandemic came. They're ready, amen, to, amen, start traveling again. Amen. Some people, amen, they're jumping on, amen, the airplane and they're traveling. Amen. Not even worried about, amen, transporting the virus, amen, from one place to the other, amen, and bringing it back home. But they're not worried about that. Only thing they're worried about is I'm ready to travel. I want to take a trip. I want to go here and I go there. Amen. But, amen, they want to get back to normalcy in life. But let me tell you something. Amen. Time has brought about a change. Amen. What you used to call normal will not be normal anymore. I don't care how much you try to make it normal. Normalcy, amen, at this point in time, amen, has, amen, bid us goodbye. Amen. We're in a new norm now. We're in a new time. We're in a new era. Amen. We're in a new place of life now. Amen. That time that once knew us will never know us anymore. Amen. What we used to know, amen, those days are behind us now. Those days are gone. Amen. We're in a new time. Amen. We're in a new era. Jesus. Amen. Coming to me. Amen. What is this season going to bring to you? Amen. In this new season, what is this season going to produce for you? Amen. I'm thinking about, amen, the word of God. It says, amen, the harvest has, amen, is past. Amen. The harvest meaning the reaping, amen, of the season that you were in. The harvest meaning the gathering of what it is, amen, that you had a chance to gather. Amen. You take the farmer, amen. The farmer, he takes advantage of the summer weather. He takes advantage of, amen, the, amen, the sunshine. Because, amen, he's able to plant his crop. He's able to grow his crop. He's able to see his crops grow. And then after he grows his crop, amen, there's a harvest that he looks forward to. Amen. He looks forward to going, amen, picking the corn, picking the peas, picking the squash. Amen. And whatever else it is that he had planted in that season. Amen. And he's looking for a harvest. Amen. He's looking for that with the seeds that he sowed. He's looking for the seeds to produce a harvest. Amen. And the farmer, he goes, amen. He harvests, amen. He harvests, amen, the field. He harvests, amen, the garden that he had planted. Amen. I'm not a farmer, but I know a little bit about it. Amen. Seeing my father, amen, plant gardens, and we had to go out in that garden. Amen. We had to pick the jalapeno peppers. We had to pick the zucchini squash. We had to pick the ears of corn. Amen. But we had to do it in season. Amen. When it was planted. Amen. And when it was planted, we watched it grow. We watch the seeds develop into plants. And the plants, amen, begin to produce and bear fruit. Amen. And when the fruits were ready to be harvested and picked, we had to go out and pick these things, amen. And sometimes when we wait too late, amen, to pick certain things, okra. Amen. But we didn't pick okra at the right time. Amen. Okra began to become hard. Amen. And some of it, amen, was no good because we didn't pick it at the right time. We didn't pick it in season. Amen. And when it was ready to be harvested. Amen. But the word of God says the harvest is past. Amen. We're in a season now where, amen, amen, us reaping and picking, amen, what we have sown. Amen. That time is about us. Hallelujah. Amen. And seasons come and seasons go. And that's what we want to be talking about tonight. We want to be talking about seasons. Amen. The Lord began to drop this in my heart and let us know that the seasons, amen, are changing. The season is changing, amen. And amen, we're in a time where the season is changing right before our eyes. Amen. And all that it says, the harvest is past. Amen. The summer is ending. Amen. The summer is ending. Amen. Summertime, amen, is a time where, amen, kids are out of school. A time where women, people did different things. Amen. It was summertime. It was warm out. People, amen, came around with tank tops and halter tops on because it was summertime. It was hot. Amen. We didn't need no jackets. Amen. We didn't need a whole bunch of this and that on. Amen. And the world began to walk around in the summertime, amen, half naked because it was summer. And it felt like it's so hot out here. Amen. But, amen, the summer, amen, has ended. The harvest is past and the summer has ended. Amen. We no longer walking around now with, amen, tank tops on it. I know some may be trying to do it. Amen. But if you really look at it, the season is changing. Amen. It's cold. Amen. It's cool. Amen. In the morning time. Amen. You need a jacket, amen, to go out now. Amen. In the evening time, when the sun is going down, amen, it begins to get cool again. Where you need a jacket, amen, to stay, amen, comfortable and warm. Because why? Because the season, amen, is changing. Amen. And I don't remember. So what are you trying to say, brother man? Amen. Through all of this, what are you trying to say? What I'm trying to say in the spiritual realm, amen, is that, amen, the season is changing. Amen. The season has changed. Amen. The time that we, amen, had, amen, we don't have that much time anymore. Amen. God has given us time, amen, to fill our house in order. Amen. And when you go, amen, look and talk about a season, we're talking about a rotation. Amen. Amen. It's a rotation where it's rotated. Amen. From one point to another. Amen. From one state to another state. The season, amen, has changed. Amen. It was, amen, hot, amen, very hot and muggy. But now it's not like that anymore. Amen. The temperature is dropping. Amen. It's getting cool, amen. Some people say, well, I like the summertime. Some people may say, I like the fall. Some people say, I may like the winter. Amen. Others may say, amen, I like the springtime. But whatever season that you may like, amen, you have to wait till that Amen. The season has changed. Amen. Not only spiritually, but naturally so. Like I foretold, amen, it's not hot and muggy like it was. Amen. We don't need to burn the AC now. We ain't got to burn the air conditioning all day and all night long. Why? Because it's cool enough now in the evening time. Amen. The weather has changed where it's cool enough now for us, amen, to, amen, maybe put the window up and get some fresh breeze. Amen. Let the fresh air come through the window. But we don't need the AC now because, amen, the harvest is past and the summer has ended. Amen. The season has changed. Somebody's moving me. Hallelujah. And like what's saying, it's a rotation, amen. A rotation, amen. A shift has taken place. Meaning, it don't stay the same. It cannot and it will not remain the same. Even in our life, amen, we go through different seasons in our life. Amen. We're not always going to be on the mountaintop. We're not always going to be, amen, amen, whooping and hollering. And sometimes we're going to have some down days. Sometimes we're going to, amen, experience some low times. Amen. But yet and all, amen, God, he's still with us. Amen. It says, amen, when I go through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because thou art with me. Amen. When you are in the valley, amen, amen, you're not going to be on the mountaintop. Sometimes you got to have valley experience. I don't know about you, but I had to have valley experience. Well, amen, I was down in the valley. So as I was down in the valley, waiting on the Lord, the Lord began to meet me down, amen, in that valley. The Lord began to meet me down in that low place, amen, that dark place in my life. The Lord began to meet me there. Amen, and he didn't leave me there. But he brought me up, amen. David said he brought me up out of a horrible pit. He placed my feet on a solid ground. He established my goal. Amen. Season. What season are you in? Amen. Are you in a joyful season? Are you in a season? Amen. Amen. Loneliness. Are you in a season of despair? Are you in a season of being down in the valley? Oh, wait on the Lord. Amen. Wait right there, because there's a lily in the valley. The Lord, he knows your season. He knows what season you're in. But the Lord, he loves you too much to leave you in the dark season. You may be in that season now, but God loves you too much to leave you in that season. The sun will shine again. Weeping may go for a night. But joy comes in the morning. Glory to God. Season are you in? Amen. My topic is, amen, the season has changed. Amen. The season has changed. And the word of God says in Jeremiah, amen, the 8th chapter, verse 20, it says the harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. Hallelujah. Meaning we had enough time. We had enough time to get our business sick with the Lord. We had enough time to repent, amen, for the remission of our sins. We had enough time, amen, to invite Jesus into our heart. Amen, but we didn't take advantage of it. We're still in the state that we was in. Amen, we're still in that same place, amen, where we started from. Amen, but amen, don't let it be said too late, too late. So it's the land that you go to, kids. I heard the preacher preach on the other night. Thank you, don't be in the preacher say, amen. Be ready, amen. You've got to be ready. Amen. I think I'm ready. That ain't enough. You've got to know that you're ready. If the Lord shall call you tonight, where will your soul spend eternity? If the Lord shall call you tonight, do you know your sins are forgiven? Do you have the confidence that God shall call you tonight? You're going to bid this world goodbye. You're going to say goodbye, world. I'm going to be with Jesus. I'm going to my eternal home. I'm going to live with Jesus on high. Do you have the confidence tonight? But that if you will close your eyes tonight and not awake, will you be resting in the bosom of Abraham? Amen. Will you be resting in the bosom of our Father? Amen. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want to go where Jesus is. And I'm trying to take advantage of the opportunity that I have to seek the Lord. I'm trying to take advantage, amen. Stop procrastinating. Stop putting off the day for tomorrow. Stop saying, well, I'm going to give my life to the Lord, amen, when I get things in order. The devil's not going to allow you to get things in order. He's going to keep you always with something, amen, that you got to get straight now. But why not, amen, let the Lord straighten your life out? Why not allow God to give you, amen, help in a time of need? You can't do it by yourself. Amen. It ain't enough time, amen, for you to keep putting off. Amen. Before you know it, amen, death is going to call you home. And they're going to catch you with your work undone. Because the songwriter says, don't let them catch you with your work undone. Be ready when it comes. Amen. Because seasons are changing. Amen. You may have life now, but the season of death is going to come. The season, amen, of the end of your life is going to come. Amen. When the time comes, amen, when you stand before God, what is the Lord going to say to you? Is the Lord going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord? Or is the Lord going to say, that pop on me, you work of iniquity, I never even knew you? Hallelujah. Amen. What season are you going to be caught in? Amen. Are you going to be caught in the winter season? Amen. Are you going to be caught, amen, in the hot, scorching summertime? Amen. What season will you be in when the Lord catch you? Are you going to be in the season of, amen, have made preparations, when you have made preparations to meet the Lord? Or are you going to be caught in the season of, amen, unprepared, not ready for the coming of the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. The season has changed. Amen. It's no longer, amen, summertime anymore. I don't care how much people still try to make it summertime. It's not summertime anymore. Amen. The kids, they have gone back to school virtually online. They may not be in the building, but, amen, every child should be back online. Amen. Doing virtual learning. Why? Because the summertime that they had for them, they had, amen, to do what it is that they wanted to do, it's over. It's over with. Amen. Now it's time to get back to business. Now it's time for them to get back to learning. Even though they can't go to the school, but they still have an, amen, opportunity and a way to learn, which is called virtual learning, online school, online learning. Amen. They're not left out in the cold without getting education. They still have an opportunity to learn. Hallelujah. Same way it is with the church world. Amen. Amen. Summertime is over with. Prayer time is over with. Hallelujah. It's time to get down to business. It's time to get down to the nitty-gritty of earnestly seeking the Lord with your whole heart. It's time out for praying and half-stepping. It's time out for praying when you feel like praying. And don't pray when you don't feel like praying. It's time out for not, amen, denying yourself and fasting. It's time out there, well, I don't feel like praying tonight. I don't feel like hearing the word tonight. I don't feel like it. Amen. Say, well, some may say, well, to the church house. Amen. The church doors, my church doors are still closed. Amen. But God still made a way for you to seek the Lord. God still made it possible for you to still repent, to acknowledge your sins, and to repent of your sins. It's a confess, amen, that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Son of God and that he died on the cross to save me from all of my sins. You still got time to repent, but time, amen, is running out. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been on this prayer line for, amen, 160-something days. That's enough time for you to have repented. That's enough time for you to have given your life to the Lord. Hallelujah. The season has changed. There's a shift that's going to take place. There's a shift that's taking place right now. Glory to God. There's a rotation that's coming in play. There's a rotation that's coming, amen. And this opportunity that you had, you may not have this opportunity anymore because you didn't take advantage of this prayer line some days. Amen. You said, I still got time to play around. I still got time, amen, to do what I want to do. I'm not ready yet to yield my life to the Lord. I'm not ready to commit to the will of God yet. I'm not ready, amen, to, amen, present my body as a living sacrifice. Amen. I'm not ready to give up fornication. I'm not ready to give up adultery. I'm not ready to give up lying. I'm not ready to, amen, stop sipping on the alcohol. I'm not ready to stop going to house parties and house functions. Even though the pandemic is out there, I still want to do these things. doing something deadly out there that can cost me my life. But I'm still not ready to yield myself to the Lord. Some may say. But the season has changed. And a time is going to come that you may not do it now, but you're going to wish you had. Amen. You may not want to, amen, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. But sooner or later, you're going to have to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Amen. I'd rather do it before it's too late. Amen. Don't let it be said too late, too late. To enter in at the golden gate. Amen. Every one of us knows where we stand with God. Everyone knows, amen, whether our sins are forgiven or whether we still, amen, hanging around this day. But the Bible said, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. If you're naming the name of Christ, if you're naming and claiming to be saved, why are you still in iniquity? Why are you still indulging in the things of the world? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but his statement is of the world. Amen. The world passes away. Hallelujah. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to abide forever. Amen. The season has changed. Amen. We praise God tonight, and the word of God is going to say, the harvest, amen, has passed. And the summer has, amen, ended, and we are not saved. My Lord, isn't that sad? After all this time that God has given you, even in this pandemic, it seems like more people would have turned their life over to the Lord. What is it going to take for God to get your attention? Amen, what is it going to take? Amen, to call you to yield your life to the Lord. Amen, I wouldn't want to wait till I get on my deathbed, but God put me on my deathbed. Amen, to want to say, I yield myself. Why not yield yourself now? While you have life, health, and strength, while the blood is running warm through your body and your veins, why don't you yield yourself to God now? Why don't you give God your life now? While you have the activity of your will? Why wait till you get on your deathbed and say, I'll repent then? You may not have the opportunity to repent. But surely there is no forgiveness beyond the grave. There is no forgiveness beyond the grave. Won't you die? Won't you close your eyes and take your last breath and by and die? There is no more forgiveness. And if you didn't repent of your sins before you die, amen. Your sins won't be forgiven. Hallelujah. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. Why? Why are you not saved? Why? What excuse? Amen. Are you going to have or do you have for not being saved? For not being delivered? Amen. What excuse do you have? Amen, for your sins, amen, not being forgiven. What excuse, amen, are you going to tell the Lord in the day of judgment, amen, when you stand before God in that great judgment day? What excuse are you going to give the Lord why you didn't repent, why you didn't give your life to the Lord? Are you going to say you didn't have enough time, amen, on the prayer line to pray? Are you going to say, amen, I couldn't repent because during the pandemic, amen, the church doors were closed. God is going to say, depart from me. Amen. You work on me. He's going to say, amen, you had a chance to repent. Even if the church doors were closed, you had a chance because there were prayer lines out there that were still offering Christ to you. And you chose not to take advantage of it. You chose not, amen, to acknowledge, amen. You chose not to push star six and call over and acknowledge, amen, I need the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You chose not to come over on the Lord's side. There is no more excuses. There is no excuse, amen. Jesus nailed all the excuses to the cross. Even though the church doors may be closed, got somebody that's still preaching holiness. God's got somebody that's still crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Glory to God. God got somebody that's still crying, prepare ye therefore and be comforted. For the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent for the remission of your sins because of the pandemic came. It didn't stop us from crying holiness unto the Lord. It didn't stop us from crying in the wilderness. Repent ye therefore. Amen. And be converted. That your sins may be blotted out. It didn't stop us from preaching wrong for your life. Because time is running out. Glory to God. Set your house in order. For thou shalt die and not live. Glory to God. We still cried out unto the Lord. Amen. Salvation is of the Lord. But many have still, they heard, they listened in, but many have still turned a deaf ear to the word of God because they felt like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. But don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let him catch you. Very many of your sins have not been forgiven. Be ready when it comes. When God loosed that death angel for you, and God commissioned a death angel to go get them, will you be ready? Will you be ready, amen, when the name of death begins to ride on that pale white horse? Amen, begin to say that pale white horse and him that set upon it, whose name was death. Death is riding every day, and they're not going to let anyone stay. Glory to God. But make preparations to meet the Lord tonight. Amen. The season has changed. And that's why God is going to tell the preacher, fill up the book. Don't preach no more. Amen. They heard the word, but they all have not obeyed. Glory to God. What a sad time that's going to be. Amen. For those that have not made preparation. Hallelujah. It's going to be a mighty, mighty sad time for those that have not got their house in order for the coming of the Lord. And the Lord is on his way back. Amen. He's going, not he's coming only, but he's on his way. You know, many times people say, I'm on my way. I'm going to come and get you. I'll be there in 5 minutes. Well, that's how the Lord is. The Lord is coming at any given minute now. The Lord is coming at any given second now. Amen. Don't let them catch you with your work undone. Amen. But why are we not saved? Why are we not delivered? Amen. Haven't we had enough time? Have we had enough time to, amen, to be saved, to be delivered? Amen. Why these, amen, yokes of bondage? Amen. Amen. Whom the Lord has, amen, made free is free indeed. Amen. We're free. Those that, amen, are walking in the Lord, we're free. We're free from sin. We're free from burdens. We're free from bondage. We're free from the yoke that the devil tried to put on our neck. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. Come unto me, all you that laden, my heavy laden. Matthew, amen, 11:28, amen. Come unto me in the Matthew, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Take my yoke upon you. Amen. And learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Jesus is bidding you to come while you still have, amen, a few more minutes, while you still have a little bit more time. Amen. But the harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. Hallelujah. That's what the word of God said. I didn't say it. I'm not the judge. But I do believe the word of God. I do believe what God's word says. Amen. And God's word is right. God's word does not lie. Hallelujah. But thank God for those that have made preparation. Thank God for those that are trying to set the house in order each and every day. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Because you have this confidence that when the Lord shall come back, that you know, amen, you're going to be with the Lord. Dave Paul began to say, amen, rather than absent in this body, with the Lord. Amen. One day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. Hallelujah. But we're talking about the season. The season has changed. Amen. It has changed. The summer is ended. The summer is over with. Amen. So why, amen, are you fooling around? Why are you not running for your life? Amen. So we praise God, amen, for the word. Amen. We're going to just stop at there. Amen. But the season has changed. It ain't, amen. It has changed. It has shifted, has rotated to a new dimension, to a new, it's a new now. We're entering into a new period of time. Hallelujah. Amen. The season has changed. It's a new season coming to me. In this season, what is it going to produce for you? What is this season going to produce for you? Amen. What is this season going to produce for you? Hallelujah. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. In my closing, I want to leave a thought with you, a question with you, for you to think about. Why, after all this time, are you not saved? Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God has been preached on this prayer line. Amen. Every night, consecutively, the word of God has been going forth. Amen. You had opportunity to push star six and yield and give your life to the Lord. Amen. So why are we not saved? After all this time, 167 days, I don't know how many months that is. Amen. That's 2, 3, 4, 5 months. After all this time, all these months that we've been on this prayer line, why haven't you yielded your life to the Lord? Why haven't you made a change in your life? Why haven't you surrendered and said, I want to give my life and I'm going to give my life to the Lord? Amen. Do you love sin that much? Is sin that good to you? Amen. When I was in sin, amen, amen, Moses said, choose rather to, amen, suffer friction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Let me tell you something. Sin is pleasurable, but it's only for a season. Amen. But after, what is sin going to produce to you? Sin is only going to produce death. Amen. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. You may have a good time now. You may think, I'm enjoying my life. And, this is just, amen, I'm just living it. I'm living my best life, as the world says. The world got this saying now, says, I'm living my best life. You're not living your best life if you're not in Christ. If you're not in Christ, you're not living your best life. The best life is serving the Lord. The best life is living a sanctified life. I ain't got to worry about, amen, looking over my shoulder that somebody's, amen, running after me because of my sins and what I've done. I'm not worried about, amen, somebody, amen, after me because I've done something wrong. I crossed them up. I'm not worried about that. Amen. I can live at peace with myself. Amen. I'm at peace the best life. Amen. I know what it is to be in sin and your life is threatened. When I was living in sin and I was into all kinds of stuff, amen, my life was threatened. Amen, they threatened to kill me. Amen, people was after me, they said, I'm going to kill you. Why? Because that sinful life that I was living, because that sinfulness that I was doing involved in. Amen, it caused my life to be threatened. Amen, and the devil said, I'm going to kill you. The devil told me, said, I'm going to kill you. My life was being threatened. The devil said, I'm going to kill you. And truly, the devil will kill you if you're in sin. But I praise God. Amen. I'm living my best life now. I have peace. Amen. That overflows. Amen. I have joy that in my heart. Yes, I have trials. I have tribulation. I go through things. But God gives me that peace that surpasses all understanding. Why? Because I yielded my life to the Lord. Why don't you get that tonight? Amen. In my closing, amen, the season has changed. The harvest is past, the summer has ended, and we are not saved. That's what the word of God says, and we still are not saved. You had enough time to repent. Amen. So tonight we would like to invite you to Christ. We would like to invite you to the Lord. Amen. After hearing the word of God tonight, maybe you've been fooling around and saying, amen, well, amen, I still got time. Amen, to enjoy sin for a season. Amen, no, that season is over with now. That time is up. Amen. It's a season of judgment now. It's a season of going into judgment to be judged by God. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to give an account of every deed done in your body, whether it's good or whether it's evil. Amen. And I know we're in all kinds of seasons now. We're in the winter season. We're going into the fall season. Amen. The fall festivals are coming up. Amen. We're in the football season now. But we're also in the season of repentance. Hallelujah. We're in the season of repentance. It's time to repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. So maybe tonight, after somebody hearing the word of God, amen, you're ready to go into this new season. Amen. Accepting the Lord as your Savior. Amen. Because he's coming. He's coming like a thief in the night. Amen. Be ready. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. You heard the word of God tonight. The word of God will be a witness against you in the day of judgment if you don't hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God and to observe and to do all, amen, that the Lord thy God has commanded thee. He said in Deuteronomy 28th chapter, he said, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. But if you read on down to about the 15th verse, he says, but if you fail to hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Everything that you do, it will be cursed. It's not going to work out for you. Why? Because you fail to hearken, hallelujah, unto the glory to God. Because you fail to hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. But tonight, amen, salvation has been extended to you. If there's one out there tonight, amen, that heard the word of God, and you truly are ready, amen, to turn from the air of your ways. You're ready to go into this new season, amen, with the Lord. Please star 6 now.
Amen. You could come on over, amen, to the broadcast, amen, and make your confession known, amen, unto the Lord, amen. And we're here to pray for you and with you, amen, because we want to see you saved. We want to see you delivered, amen, but you must want this for yourself tonight, amen. There's only so much we can do. You got to make that final choice and decision, amen, for yourself, amen. Tonight is there one, amen, after hearing, amen, this message tonight, letting you and I know that our days are numbered and our time is drawing nigh. Amen. Are you ready to yield yourself to God and live for him? Amen. If there's one tonight, amen, that wants to receive the Lord as their personal Savior, amen, aren't you tired? Aren't you tired of running? Aren't you tired of sin? Aren't you tired of the life that you're living? Amen. Why not try something different? Why not give God a chance? Try Jesus. Amen. He will never fail. Amen. Is that you tonight? All you have to do is push star 6. Amen. Push star 6 and we will pray. Amen. The prayer of faith with you. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Know that, amen, salvation has been extended to you. Amen. What more can he do? Amen. What more can the Lord do? He done laid the foundation, opened up the way. Tell me, what more? Amen. Can he do? What else? Amen. Are you waiting for God to do? Amen. It's up to you now. Amen. Salvation is a free choice. Amen. He's not going to force it upon you. He's not going to, amen, make you and beg you. Amen. But you got to choose the Lord willingly. You got to choose salvation. Amen. Choose life and not death. Glory be to God. Amen. We pray for you tonight. We pray, amen, God's mercy. Amen, upon your life tonight. Amen. People thinking, amen, that, amen, this, amen, that we're going through, they're thinking that it's over with now. Amen. But I got news for you. It's not over. Amen. It's not over. Amen. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction on the world. And that's what's happening all over again. Just when they thought the vaccine was the answer, when they thought they found the answer to COVID-19, amen, they began to go get the shots and began, amen, to start, amen, mingling, amen, and running with the crowds again. Amen. Now look, God's beginning to send another plague. Another plague, amen. Amen. It's still lingering. Amen, because it's not over. Amen. God is God, and he would never change. He is in control. Amen. God has got the last say-so. And God's going to have the last say-so over your life. Amen. You don't choose the year now. God's going to have the last say-so. Amen. So if I were you, amen, I would make up my mind and choose the Lord. And I would do it, amen. Why put off today for tomorrow? Tomorrow may never come. Hallelujah. Once again, we're going to give you another opportunity, amen, to push *6. Amen. And come on over to the broadcast side. Amen. To yield your life to the Lord. Backsliders, time to come on back. Amen. You strayed away from the Lord. Amen. But it's time for you to draw nigh to God again. Amen. With your whole heart. Amen. Will there be one tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Well, we pray tonight, amen, that you get your business fixed with the Lord. Amen. We pray that you don't miss heaven. Amen. Because the Bible lets us know that hell has enlarged herself, opened her mouth without measure. People are dying by the, amen, the thousands, and they're dying, amen, every day. Amen, every day. Somebody, amen, is losing their life because of sin. It don't have to be you tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Do we have any special prayer requests tonight? Amen. Any special prayer requests tonight? Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless
you. God bless you, man of God. This is Gwen Reed. I would like to request prayer for my mom, Mother Reed. She's in ICU. And we would just like to request prayer for her. And I would like to thank y'all for the prayers for my brother, Andrew Reed. He's doing much better. I would like to request prayer for my strength and the Lord, for my wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to grow in him, and also for all the women in the Work Relief Center here in Tallahassee, all the men at the Men's Work Relief Center as well, and just for everybody with COVID. And thank you, and God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. We have heard your request tonight. Amen. We will touch and agree in prayer. Amen, for these requests. God bless you. Amen. Any other requests tonight? Any other prayer requests tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. Are you praying for your unsaved family members? Amen. Do you want to see your family saved? Do you want to see your children saved? Amen. Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Betty calling. And I'm requesting prayer for Tawana Ethan and Curran Ethan. And I'm also requesting prayer for Charlie Wilson and Sandra Wilson. And I'm also asking the saints to keep me in their prayer and his will.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Betty. Amen. We also have heard your prayer request. Amen. We will take these petitions up before the Lord tonight. Amen. Believing that God is going to work things out in our favor. Amen. In our behalf. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. For the prayer request. Amen. Do we have any other prayer requests tonight before we go to God in prayer? Hallelujah. Amen. If not, we praise God for those that have come forth tonight. Amen. Praying.
Lord, man of God. This is Gwen again. God bless you. I would also like to request prayer for my nephew, Trenton Lewis. He also has COVID. And for Vernon Jackson, the amputee, that he received strength to continue enduring. We've been praying for him, and he's doing better. We just can't stop now. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We will add them, amen, to amen the prayer list tonight. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all the prayer list. Amen. We're going to pray because, amen, God is the one that's going to do it. If anything be done, amen, God is going to do it. Amen. But we must have the faith to believe that when we pray, amen, that the Lord heareth us. And we, amen, we have this confidence that anything we ask in his name, amen, that he will do for us, that the Father may be glorified. Amen. It's God, it's Jesus' will to do, amen, what it is that we pray for so that the Father can be glorified. Amen. We want the Father to be glorified tonight. Amen. In earth, amen, even, amen, as it is in heaven. Amen. So let us pray. Would you pray with me? Will you believe God, amen, for the petitions, amen, that, amen, have gone up this night, amen, before the Lord. Most gracious Heavenly God, Father, the giver every good and perfect gift, we humbly thank you for this day. We thank you for this night. We thank you even for this prayer line. Father God, we thank you for the word of God that has gone forth. We thank you, oh God, for your word. You said, oh God, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Father God, we just praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for another opportunity just to call upon your holy righteous name. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we give you praise tonight. Oh God, we exalt your holy name. You're so righteous. You're so faithful. You're so true. And you're so holy. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we pray right now, God. Oh God, we pray right now, God, for those, oh God, that are on the prayer line but refuse to come forward to yield their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that everybody is not saved. But Lord, we save them, God. We pray that you will fill them with the Holy Ghost. Oh God, bring them under the Holy Ghost arrest. Arrest them in the Holy Ghost this night. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, trouble their sleep tonight. Oh God, trouble them, Father. Oh God, and deal with their heart. In the name of Jesus, let them cry out, what must I do to be saved? Oh God, we pray that you will convict them. Oh God, bring them unto repentance. Oh God, cause them to be godly sorry. Godly sorry for their sins. Godly sorry that they did wrong. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, take the pleasure out of sin. Oh God, whatever they do, Father, oh God, don't let it be pleasurable unto them. Oh God, let them, oh God, find that they need to turn to you. In the name of Jesus, work on their heart, God. You break up the foul ground. Break up the stony heart tonight. In the name of Jesus, give them a heart of flesh. Give them a repentant heart, in the name of Jesus. Save that soul that's near as hell tonight. Save the unsaved, God. Oh, God, those that are not born again. We pray that you will cause them, oh, God, to get a new birth. Oh, God, let them experience the new birth, in the name of Jesus. You told us, verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again, born of the water, and born of the Spirit, in the name of Jesus, call somebody, to experience that new birth, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the lost soul tonight, We pray for the men and the women, huh? Oh, God, that are losing their life, huh? Oh, God, those that are dying, huh? Oh, God, without God on their side, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? We pray for mercy, God, huh? We pray for our unsaved family members, huh? Oh, God, save our unsaved brothers, huh? Save our unsaved sisters, huh? Save our unsaved parents, huh? Nieces and nephews, huh? Aunts and uncles, huh? Whoever they may be, huh? Oh, God, our coworkers, huh? Our neighbors, huh? In the name of Jesus. Our friends and loved ones, huh? We pray you will save them, huh? Before it's ever too late, huh? Pull them out the fire tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You said the preaching of the cross, huh? Is to them that perish foolishly, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? You came to seek and to save, huh? That which was lost, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? We pray right now, God, huh? That somebody, huh, will surrender their life to you, huh? That somebody, huh, will cause, huh, to turn from the error of their ways, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Your hand is not short, huh? That it cannot save, huh? Neither your ear heavy, huh? That it cannot hear, huh? Oh, God, you can do it tonight, huh? You can save the unsavable, huh? You can reach the unreachable, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, reel them back in, huh? Bring them back in tonight, God. Those that have gone, huh? They feel like they're too far gone, huh? And there is no more hope for them, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? Give them hope tonight, huh? You can reach them, huh? Right where they are, huh? They're not going too far, huh? That you cannot save them, huh? They're not going too far, huh? That you cannot bring them back on in, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Look on the backslider tonight, huh? Those, huh, that have forsaken the faith, huh? Those that have got discouraged, huh? And threw up hands, huh? And walked away, huh? We pray right now, huh? That you will draw them back, huh? Draw them back to you, Father, huh? Let them come running back to you, huh? Say, I yield, huh? I yield myself to you, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, Jesus, huh? Look on that troubled heart tonight, huh? Somebody's trouble, huh? Somebody's crying, huh? Over the midnight hour, huh? They're crying, huh? Oh, God, not knowing what to do, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Rebuke the spirit of suicide, huh? Torturing their minds, huh? That voice, huh? That's telling them to commit suicide, huh? Rebuke it in the name of Jesus, huh? We know the thief coming not, huh? But for the steal, kill, and destroy, huh? But you come, huh? To give us life, huh? And that more abundantly, huh? Have mercy tonight, huh? Have mercy, huh? Have mercy, Lord, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we believe you, Lord, huh? We put them into your hands tonight, huh? Oh, God, these souls are in your hands, huh? Oh, God, these are your souls, huh? You made them, you created them, huh? You know their beginning, huh? And you know their end, huh? Oh, God, you know all about them, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, look on the prayer request tonight, huh? Oh, God, those, huh, that have come forth tonight, huh, with special prayer requests, huh? Oh, God, look on Sister Gwen tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, complete the work you started in our life, huh? Oh, God, complete the work, huh? Oh, God, full deliverance, huh? Total deliverance tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Break every chain, huh? Break every chain tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? We know you're able, Lord, huh? Oh, God, do it tonight, Lord, huh? Oh, God, fill, huh? With the Holy Ghost, huh? Strengthen, huh? Where she need to be strengthened, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You know every struggle tonight, huh? You know, huh? The errors in our lives, huh? Where we are weak, huh? You know, huh? How frail we are, huh? In the name of Jesus, it's time, it's time, for us to make a change, Jesus, help us to make a change, even in our lives, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, to change every heart tonight, change every mind, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on the prayer request. Oh, God, look on. Look on Mother Reed tonight. Look on your woman servant. In the name of Jesus. Her life is in your hands. Oh, God, you know. You know how to fix it. You know how to move. You know how to work a miracle. Do what we cannot do. Go where we cannot go. Go to the hospital room. Go to the ICU. In the name of Jesus, make your holy visitation. We know you're already there. But Lord, we're asking you to release your angels, your angels of healing, release them tonight, oh God, and let them touch Mother Reed's body, let them touch her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, send a renewing tonight, restore her health, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that your will be done, your will is what's best for our lives, let your will be done, in earth as it is in heaven, in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord. We believe you. In spite of what it look like, in spite of what it feel like, we believe you, Lord. We believe your report tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on. Look on Mr. Andrew. Look on the Reed family. One by one and name by name. Save the unsaved. Oh, God, strengthen them that remain. Strengthen those, God, that have decided to follow you. No turning back. No turning back. In the name of Jesus. Lighten every load tonight. Lift every burden. You know how much we can bear. Jesus. Lighten every load tonight. In the name of Jesus. In thee, O Lord, do we put our trust. Never let it be put to confusion. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, go into that woman's center. Go into that man's center. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you rehabilitate them. You rehabilitate them. Man cannot do this. Only you can restore man back to his former state. In the name of Jesus, only you can wipe the slate clean. In the name of Jesus, oh God, deliver them. Deliver them out of this situation. Deliver them out of trouble. In the name of Jesus, where society has labeled them. But Lord, you know who they are. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, forgive their sins, whatever they may have done, whatever they may have committed. Oh, God, we ask that their sins be forgiven. Wash away every sin. Wash away every transgression. You were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. Jesus, in the chastisement of our people upon him. And with your stripes, we're already healed. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're delivered. Because God said we're delivered. We're set free. Because God said we're free. We're made whole. Because God said we're made whole. We're healed. We're healed already. Because God said we're healed. With his stripes, we're already healed. In the name of Jesus. We believe you just like that. Oh, God, we declare it over our situation. Just because God said it, we declare it because God already spoke it. We declare it because God's word is settled in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we believe you. For the stirring of the souls of men, in the name of Jesus, oh God, look on Mr. Jackson, oh God, you know all about it, oh God, look on that soul, that's even suffering with COVID, You know who they are tonight. In the name of Jesus, mercy, mercy, please, our case, mercy tonight, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, You ought to ask God to have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, When you come into your kingdom, remember me, Lord have mercy, Have mercy on the lost souls, Have mercy on those that are sick, Have mercy on those that are not saved. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We plead for mercy. We need your mercy. We need mercy tonight. We need mercy, God. We need mercy tonight. Have mercy tonight. Have mercy right now. Please, Lord, pity our groan tonight. Pity every groan. Oh, Jesus, have mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Have mercy tonight, God. Time is running out. Time is running out. Have mercy on us, Lord. Save us before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, look on the church world. Look on the church world. Those that have been called by your name. Help us to run like never before. Help us to get in a hurry. And do it now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us, God, not to become slack or lackadaisy. Help us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on Sister Betty tonight, even the prayer request, God, that she has up before you. Oh, God, look on Tawanda, look on Charlie, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on Sandra tonight. Oh, God, every name called and uncalled, every request that have gone up before you. Oh, God, you know their name. You know them by their name. Oh, God, you call them. God, you know the hairs of our head are numbered. You know every hair or strand on our head. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is nothing about it that you are not aware of. You know every number of hair that's in our head tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you know the soul, God. Oh, God, we know you know tonight. There's nothing that's here from you that you're not aware of. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on these souls tonight. Oh, God, whatever the need is, whatever the situation is, we pray for mercy. We pray, oh, God, for strength, for courage, for deliverance. Most of all, we pray for salvation through the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy on us, oh, God. Save us before it's ever too late. In the mighty name of Jesus, revive us, God. Revive our souls. Send a revival. Send a revival across the land, the nation. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, even listen. Oh, God, bless our listeners. Oh, God, whether by Facebook, whether by telephone. Oh, God, those from foreign countries tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Reach them, God. Work their situations out. Save the unsaved. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, deal with the hearts of men tonight. Deal with them, Jesus. Oh, God, show them what they must do to be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that way. We know you got the power. Oh, God, remember those, oh, God, that are in the hospital tonight. Remember those that are incarcerated. Oh, God, remember the juvenile detention center. Even our young people, God. Oh, God, those that have run away from home. Those that are out on the streets with nowhere to go. No place to call home. Have mercy on them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Send somebody their way. Oh, God, to witness to them. And to draw them to Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we praise you. We glory. Thank you. Thank you for another opportunity to repent. Thank you for another chance. Thank you for mercy, oh, God, just to be able to call upon your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for what you have done. We thank you for the word that's gone forth this night. Father God, the word of God has gone into the ears of the hearers. We pray that it will take root in their heart and that it will produce righteous fruits in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. Oh, God, we rejoice in your holy word. Oh, God, we know that that you have heard us. Father God, for thou always hears us when we pray. And we do have the petitions that we desire of you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we glorify you. All these blessings we count it done. In Jesus' holy, righteous name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Back into your hands.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. God bless you for this. Amen. For yielding yourself unto the Lord. Amen. We thank God on tonight for this word. Glory to God, whereby we can examine ourselves, people of God. Amen. What season are we in? Amen. Glory be to God. What season are we in? The Lord has given us another chance. The Lord has given us another opportunity. He's given us another day. Glory to God. And as the man of God has said, amen, don't let it be said too late. Don't let it be said too late, people of God. For now, having heard this word, now is the acceptable time. Amen. Glory to God. There's no time for playing around. There's no time for second guessing. Amen. This is a very serious word unto the body of Christ, unto God's people on tonight. Amen. And as the man of God has already prayed, amen, we pray that you let this word settle in your heart. Amen. Don't look at it and try to pass it off to anybody. Amen. But search your own heart. Let this word search your heart, people of God. Let it search your heart tonight. And listen, even if after the broadcast, amen, you find yourself under the conviction of the power of God, just yield. Yield and ask God to forgive you. Yield, glory to God. Yield, glory to God. Repent, amen, unto the Lord. Amen, for the prayer has already been prayed. Glory be to God. Just yield, amen, and give your hearts unto the Lord. Give your heart, give your life unto the Lord, people of God. Amen, Jesus. The time is far spent. Glory to God. And we still not saved. But don't let it be you on tonight. Amen. We thank God for this word on tonight. Amen. I just believe, glory to God, the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon somebody right now. Glory to God. Amen. And glory to God, even as the tears are running down your face, glory to God, amen. Ashabo kashe. Glorema say God, yama say galaba. Woo, glorema say God, hallelujah. Glory to God, inamo say. Glory to God, even as the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon you right now. Glory to God, you may say, glory to God, why am I crying? Why am I feeling like this? Glory to God, but it's the hand of the Lord, it's the Spirit of the Lord that's yielding upon you. Glory to God. And he's ready right now. Glory to God. That if you will open up your heart, if you will open up your mind unto him, and if you will cry out unto him right now, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me of my sin. Forgive me. Glory to God. Ha, ya, 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 ya. Glory to God. If you would just cry unto the Lord right now, and if you would ask him, glory be to God, to come into your life, glory to God, ask him to come into your life. Ask him to be your Lord. Ask him to be your Savior. Glory to God. Denounce the hand of the enemy. As the men of God begin to say, God, the sin, amen. Glory to God. Just renounce the false pleasures of sin. Glory be to God. And receive him. If you receive him, for he's moving upon you right now, and if you just open your heart, and if you just open up your mouth, glory be to God, because with the mouth, glory be to God, confession is made unto salvation. And if you ask the Lord to come into your heart right now, glory to God, just as sure as you ask him, amen, he will do it right now. Ask him to come. Ask him to come. Ay, 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 ay. You don't have to beg him. All you got to do is yield, and all you got to do is ask him, glory to God. And if you ask him, glory be to God, then, people of God, you can just begin to thank him. Begin to thank him, glory to God. He just, listen, confession has to be made. glory to God, because the enemy has to know, glory to God, that you've given his tools back, because the enemy needs to know that he's no longer your Lord. The enemy needs to know, and that's why confession has to be made, glory to God, into the atmosphere, glory be to God, to let the enemy know, glory to God, that he's no longer your Lord. Amen, that you have a new Lord, you have a new Savior, and Jesus is his name. Glory be to God. If you do it right now, glory be to God, the scripture declares, thou shall be saved. He will receive you unto himself. Glory to God. He will come, glory to God, hallelujah, into your heart. He will fill you. You will feel the burst of love. You will feel the forgiveness of God. Glory to God. You will feel the change. Glory to God. Even as you sit right there with those tears running down your face. Ah, hey, God, if you ask the King, glory to God, to come in, he'll come in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And if you have done that tonight, people of God, glory to God, right where you are, just begin to thank him. Just begin to thank the Lord. Glory to God. Just begin, hallelujah, glory to God. Just begin to think about, people of God, how he has saved you from a burning hell. Just begin to think about, glory to God, hallelujah, that you don't have to walk this path alone anymore. Just begin to think about, glory to God, that he's now, amen, coming to your life to help direct you, amen, to relieve you, amen, Jesus, of trying to do everything on your own. If you just receive him right now, glory be to God, we say unto you, welcome. Welcome into the kingdom of God. Glory to God. Welcome into the kingdom. Glory be to God of his dear son. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just begin to thank him. Just continue to thank him. Glory to God. Just continue to thank him. Glory to God. Just stay right there in the prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just stay right there in the presence of the Lord. Let him love on you. Glory to God. Amen. Just begin to thank him of what he saved you from. Begin to thank him. Glory be to God of how sin had you enslaved and you couldn't get out. But tonight you heard the voice of the Lord. Amen. And the Spirit of the Lord has come unto you on tonight. Just begin to thank him. Just begin to thank him for what he's done. Begin to thank him for saving you. Begin to thank him, people. Hallelujah. Begin to thank him for rescuing you. Glory to God from the clutches of the end. Hey! Woo! Glory. Hiya! Hallelujah! Glory to God. Just thank him for your newfound liberty. Glory be to God. Thank him for your newfound liberty. Glory be to God. Hallelujah! Because he said if you ask him, he's faithful and he's just to forgive you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he'll come into your heart, and he has come into your heart. And tonight, we bless the Lord with you, and we said, stay right there in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Just let the Lord love on you. Glory to God. Let your maker love on you, and you just love on him, and you just thank him for what he's done. You just appreciate him. Glory to God for what he's done. Glory be to God. And we thank God for you on tonight. We thank God for you on tonight for yielding. We thank God for what he's about to do in your life. And listen, we want to let you know, glory to God, amen, that upon your confession, amen, the scripture says that thou art saved. Amen. But listen, people of God, we want you to come on now, glory to God, to receive the sealing of the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Don't just stop there. Don't just stop there. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Don't just stop there. But come on now, glory be to God. Come on, amen, glory to God. And they're now in his precious gift of the Holy Ghost. That's your sealer. That's your covering, amen. Glory to God. We don't want you to just get half. We want you to get all, amen. Glory be to God. God bless you tonight. God loves you tonight, amen. Again, just stay right there in the presence of the Lord, amen. People of God, we just want to let you know on tonight, glory be to God, that you can get a copy of tonight's broadcast. It is absolutely free. amen, get this word on tonight. This is a word of conviction at this time and in this hour. People of God, we can no longer begin to play around. The time is far spent. It's time, listen, it's time out. It's time is gone, people of God. Far spent. Amen. You can't even look. Listen, don't you look at anybody else's life. Amen. Because the grace that's extended to them, who's to say that that self-same grace will be extended to you? Who can measure the grace of God? Amen. But listen, while you have this opportunity of grace, don't let it pass you by. Amen. As the word has declared on tonight, amen. And again, we want to ask you to come on and get a copy of the broadcast on tonight, amen, and get a copy, people of God. Don't just get a copy for yourself. Listen to it over and over again, amen. Listen to it. Listen to it, glory to God, amen. Even particular those, amen, that spirit has moved upon them on tonight, get a copy of the broadcast. Get a copy. Listen to it, amen. Let it refresh you, amen. Glory be to God, amen. Let him continue to touch you even the more. Amen. And tonight, people of God, again, you can get a copy of the broadcast. We're going to give you two numbers now. Amen. The first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. For our international listeners, you can, amen, glory to God, request a copy via WhatsApp. Amen. And that number is 678-608-7234. Again, if you have WhatsApp, you can, amen, text us, let us know you would like to have a copy. Again, that number is 678-608-7234. Amen. God bless you tonight. Again, people of God, we thank God for you. We thank God, amen, for those, amen, whom the Lord is moving upon right now. Amen. Again, stay right there in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, we just want to bless, amen, God's servant tonight. Glory to God for yielding himself to deliver this word. Amen, Jesus, even though, glory to God, it was a rebroadcast, but it was a right now word. Was it not? Amen. It was a right now word. Amen. Even in this time and in this day, right now. So we thank, God. Hallelujah. So we thank God tonight, amen, for his servant. Glory be to God. Man of God, we bless you on tonight. Amen. We bless you on tonight. We pray that the Lord on this night, in this hour, that he will cover you, that he will shield you in the precious name of Jesus. We pray even now in this hour, glory be to God, that he will keep you, he will cover you, he will cover your family, he will cover your loved ones even now. Everything that concerns you, glory be to God. We pray the covering of God upon you right now in the precious name of Jesus. We pray that the Lord will bless your going out, that he will bless your coming in, even now, this day and forevermore, in the precious name of Jesus. We pray that the Lord will continue to strengthen you in this hour to deliver his word to his people in the name of Jesus. We pray that he will continue, glory to God, to pour into you his spirit. We pray that he will continue, glory be to God, to expand your borders even now in the precious name of Jesus. We pray that doors will be opened unto you, doors and doors and opportunity in the precious name of Jesus. And we pray yet now your strength again, even for the days ahead, even for the months and years ahead. Glory to God, as you go out, as you come in, we pray the Lord will order your very steps in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, hiya. We pray a special blessing upon you now. We pray, glory to God, that he will meet your every need, your every desire, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God, we thank you. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for answering every prayer and every petition for your manservant now in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you will bless them on tonight with a priestly blessing as only you can. We bless you, Father, tonight for doing it now. for this. We give you thanks for this. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glorabashe, God. Hallelujah. And so it is. Amen. And we thank him tonight. Amen. For you, man of God, thank you again for availing yourself. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord for the souls, amen, that have yielded on tonight. Glory be to God, because I just believe it. I see it by spirit. Amen. It's happening right now. And man of God, we release the platform back unto you. Amen. For the further blessing of the line. Amen. Any remarks on, amen, glory to God, that the Lord has placed in your spirit on tonight. Amen. We release the line unto you. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You have the platform, man of God.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for the prayer. Amen. We also believe God. Amen. We receive it.
Yes.
Amen. And we know that the will of God, amen, must be done.
Yes.
Amen. We thank God, amen. Yes. Amen. This night, amen. People of God, let's take heed to the word of God. Let us not just be hearers of the word only, but let us be doers of the word. Amen. Because, amen, time, amen, is running out. Amen. Ready or not, amen, the Lord is coming back. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Amen. The Lord himself, amen, the Lord himself, he's going to do it himself, shall descend from heaven with a shout. Amen. Ready or not, amen, the Lord is coming. So, amen, we, amen, encourage you, amen, to get your business fixed. Amen. And do it now. Stop putting off. Stop proclaiming. Amen. Procrastinating. Amen. But do it now, knowing that your days are numbered. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the prayer. Amen. For those, even, amen, like I said, amen, that are under conviction right now. Amen. Just make that complete surrender. Amen. Just surrender in your heart. Just say, Lord, here am I. I yield. I yield myself to you. And God will show you the way. Amen. So we bless God tonight for all things. We're praying for each and every one of you. Amen. We're praying because we want to make heaven our home. When it's all over with, when it's all said and done, amen, we want to make heaven our home. Amen. We want to hear the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. So this concludes, amen, our service broadcast for tonight. Amen. Well, we're praying for you. Amen. And I always say, amen, that God loves you. Amen. We love you. For God loves you best. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's not God's will for you to perish. The choice is yours tonight. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Now, Heavenly Father, God, we thank you once again, even for this time, for this day, for this appointed time that has been set. Even, God, we thank you for the listeners, oh, God, that you ordained to hear the word tonight, even to, amen, be able to be extended the opportunity to repent and to pray. Father God, we thank you for every prayer request. We thank you, oh, God, because we expect a good report. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we praise you in advance. We glorify you ahead of time, and we count it done. Oh, God, as we depart from this line this night, but never from your presence. Complete the work that you started, even on this prayer line, in the life of your people, in the hearts of men everywhere. Complete the work, Father. Oh, God, we know that we know you got the power. You do these things for your name's sake. We'll give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. This concludes, amen, our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Be back, amen, on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Amen. God bless you. We love you.
It's flowing my way, oh. This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.